Hi, it's Danya Ramos, creator of Timestorm. We want to share an amazing new show that'll be fun for the whole family. If you enjoy Timestorm, then you'll love Adventure in Atacama from Studio 80. In this comedy adventure game, you get to help Mariela, a Mexican-American flight attendant, find her missing mother and save the world from the hashtag Atacama effect, a mysterious phenomenon that is affecting language and speech around the world. Adventure in Atacama allows listeners to choose their story path at the end of each episode to help Mariela find one of 12 endings to her story. You can start playing the game at chooseyourpodcastadventure.com or search for Adventure in Atacama on your favorite podcast app. And if you want to flex your language muscles, the entire show is also available in Spanish. Search for Azafata en Atacama on your favorite podcast app. To play along in Spanish, visit chooseyourpodcastadventure.com/ES. Please enjoy the first episode of Adventure in Atacama.
This is Adventure in Atacama! An audio game from the creative minds at Studio 80. Prepare yourself for an epic audio journey around the world. At the end of each episode, you'll get to choose the journey you wish to take. But pay attention to your choices, because you might not get the ending you wished for. Okay, let's start. At the beginning of time, humans started creating the magnificent Tower of Babel.
Not the Tower of Babel, that's from the other book.
And in this magnificent building, they all decided they would speak one true language.
And my friends, it was not English.
Okay. In this perfect society, everyone understood each other. But God saw them and all the work they were doing to create this tower, and He said, "No more! Stop! This is terrible. This is even worse than that Ark thing that guy did a few years ago."
So He split them up and sent them all around the world. Ever since then, people speak different languages and can't understand each other at all. Except for one special group of people.
These people followed a giant serpent-like creature named Unu to find a new home. She led them to one of many seas. When she turned them into Babelinos, humans that can breathe underwater and speak the ancient language of Babel.
But this isn't the Little Mermaid, my friends.
In this underwater society, no one had student loans, or mortgages, or global recessions, or lukewarm coffee.
It was pretty great there.
But some of these fishy people decided that they missed living on land, so they went back.
Idiot.
When they left the waters, they lost all memory of the language and became humans once again. And so time moved on.
One small step for man.
And on. And on until this very moment, when we meet our hero. But before we go to the deepest parts of the ocean for our adventure, we must first traverse the skies.
because our hero is a flight attendant.
But not just any flight attendant.
She defeated a sumo wrestler in Japan in a tickling contest. She can eat a ghost pepper from Louisiana without flinching. She can open any jar of Indonesian chili jam with nothing but her pinky. Her mother tongue is a language from a country she's never actually been to. She is Mariela Perez Trevino, flight attendant extraordinaire. And our heroine, Adventure in Atacama.
I bet you want to meet her right away. So jump to episode 1, Turbulence, to start your insane and epic adventure in Atacama!
Fasten your seatbelts. We are expecting some turbulence.
This is Adventure in Atacama! An audio game from the creative minds at Studio 80. Now that we have that covered, we can get started for real!
Episode 1, Turbulence.
So, we're on a plane on its way to Mexico City. And there she is.
Hello, good evening.
Mariela Perez Trevino.
How can I help you?
Hi, yes. Can I have a glass of water, please?
Sure. Coming right up.
No sea malita, señorita. Me trae una a mí también. Ya casi termino este libro y está de lo más bueno.
Sure. I mean, claro que sí. Do you want still or sparkling? You know what? I'll guess. Be right back.
Who could make our Mariela so nervous?
Was that him? No way. There's only half an hour left on the flight. Get it together, Mariela. It couldn't be him, right?
Oh, Mari, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just haven't been sleeping much. I feel like I'm seeing things.
Oh, don't tell me you're still dreaming of that giant snake thing. You know, I read somewhere that it could mean betrayal.
The passengers are sleeping, Ellie.
Mariela carries the glasses of water swiftly through the darkened airplane aisle.
But wait a minute!
Someone's about to exit the bathroom. Oh my god, watch out, Mari!
The bottle! No!
What is this, the Matrix?
Whoa, nice reflexes, girl.
Still got it. Why are you looking at me like that, Ellie?
I mean, you caught it an inch from the ground while bending backwards at a crazy angle.
Yeah, but don't you remember what happened with that polar bear back in Finland a few years back? I'm just very flexible.
Right.
Let's get back to work, okay?
Told you Mariela was no ordinary flight attendant.
Mariela, mija.
What? Dad?
I know it's been a long time, mija, pero... Quizás sepas que, como bien dicen, el tiempo no espera por nadie.
Hey, doesn't that guy look like Pitbull?
The Don?
No, stupid. The reggaetonero.
Con permiso, mijita.
Whoa! What's going on with Mariela? Nothing bothers her.
And I've seen her step on a Lego and not even bat an eyelash.
Oh my god, I've spent 5 whole years trying to get away from my old life only to have him show up on my freaking plane?
Seriously? This is someone who has never tripped on anything
ever.
Mari, snap out of it. We're about to land.
Ellie, this is serious. I think my dad is on the plane.
Your dad? Where?
35B.
No freaking way. The Papi Rico in 35B is your dad?
Ew! Did you just call him Papi Rico?
I mean, he is, though. Look at him. He looks like Mr. Worldwide himself.
Ellie, stop. You know I haven't seen him since I left Mexico. He left me there with my mom, and we know how that went.
Right, sorry. Look, just set up for landing, okay? I'm sure it's just a coincidence that he's here anyway.
You're right. Let's get back to work.
Even though the sudden arrival of her father's shining bald head puts Mariela's nerves on edge, she continues to do her job perfectly.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos a Ciudad de México.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Goodbye. Have a good afternoon. Merci. Bon après-midi. Señor Genao, ten una buena tarde.
Hey, Mari. 35B hasn't gotten out of his seat yet.
I'll deal with him. Dad?
One moment, please. Las derrotas nos ayudan a volver a encontrarnos con nosotros mismos. A true masterpiece.
What are you doing on my plane?
Uy, tu avión. Oila.
Dad, stop playing around. What are you doing here?
Pues digamos que esta vez sí volví a la tiendita de abarrotes, mijita. What? Too soon? Sorry, mija.
Get off my plane.
But I haven't finished my cake yet.
Lisa, diga Capitán 35B que se recusa.
Hey, I wonder how many languages our Mariela actually speaks.
Mariela, estoy aquí por tu madre. Your mom is missing.
Dear passengers, please deboard the plane so we can begin the cleaning process. Especially passengers between 35B and 35B. Gracias.
Vete, papá. Vete. I don't have time for this.
Por ahí nos vemos, papi Pérez.
Que tenga una linda tarde, señorita. Bye, Marielita, mija.
Hey, Mari, forget him, okay? Come, help me check that no one left anything here.
A cell phone near Dad's seat. And it's open to a voice note.
Everything good, Mari?
Now, it's the time to choose! Because what happens to Mariela and this mysterious phone message is up to you!
Here's how it works. At the end of each episode, you'll be given a choice between two possible story journeys.
Take your pick and listen to the adventure unfold. If you want Mariela to report the phone to airport security, listen to episode 30, This Is Your Captain Speaking. If you want to see what happens if Mariela keeps the phone instead, listen to episode 8, Cabin Pressure.